From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Judge Sonia Sotomayor has begun defending herself against accusations that she would let her life experience and personal biases influence her decisions as a Supreme Court justice. On the second day of her confirmation hearings, each senator spent half an hour questioning the nominee. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The day's harshest questioning came from the Judiciary Committee's top Republican, Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions.
Do you think there's any circumstance in which a judge should allow their prejudices to impact their decision-making?
Never their prejudices. I was talking about the very important goal of the justice system is to ensure that the personal biases and prejudices of a judge do not influence the outcome of a case.
Sessions seemed unconvinced. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein accused Republicans of trying to falsely portray a reserved judge who adheres to facts as an activist. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Democrats in the House have unveiled a health care overhaul bill, complete with a financing package. President Obama has already indicated support for the measure. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
House leaders made some key changes to the bill from the version originally introduced last month, including making more small businesses eligible for government help to provide their employees with insurance. But the key difference between the two versions is the fact that this one includes the mechanisms to pay the roughly $1 trillion price tag over 10 years. The bill would impose a surtax on the wealthiest 1.2% of Americans. It would affect only those individuals with incomes above $280,000 and families with incomes over $350,000. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The main militant group in the Niger Delta region of Nigeria, known for the acronym MEND, says it will observe a 60-day ceasefire. This after the government freed its leader under an amnesty agreement. Henry Oka had been held a year on treason charges. The BBC's Caroline Duffield reports from Abuja.
Henry Oka told the BBC he was proud of all of the militants who've been fighting for his release. On Sunday night, hours before being set free, armed militants riding in speedboats attacked and burned the main oil depot serving Lagos. Henry Oka says that he sees that attack as a gesture welcoming him to freedom. But he added that the Niger Delta needed a kind of a peace process. He said that no one in the Delta was fighting for an amnesty. He said they fought for the Nigerian government to recognize the poverty and the injustice there.
The BBC's Caroline Duffield in Abuja. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 27 points to close at 8,359. This is NPR News. A new state law in Tennessee allows handguns in restaurants that serve alcohol. The statute took effect at midnight despite attempts to block it. From member station WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer has the story.
An injunction was denied in court late yesterday. Attorneys representing a group of waiters and handgun owners contest the new state law is too vague. It allows for carry permit holders to take firearms in restaurants, but not if the eatery does more than 50% of its business in alcohol. Attorney David Rabin says the ratio of food to alcohol can change nightly.
No one could possibly know whether that particular establishment serves food 50% of the time or not.
The Tennessee Attorney General argues there's no harm in letting the new law take effect. If handgun carriers are confused about where they can go, the state contends they can stay out of restaurants altogether, and all restaurant owners have to do to keep weapons out is post a sign. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
The American League has beaten the National League 4-3 in the All-Star game played at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. President Obama threw the ceremonial first pitch. Mr. Obama, the ball went low but reached a plate without hitting the dirt. Baseball legend Willie Mays accompanied the president aboard Air Force One from Michigan to St. Louis. Mays and many others began playing pro baseball during segregation. He says he was so proud when Mr. Obama was elected that he cried for most of the night. The president had been in Warren, Michigan earlier in the day to talk about the need for community college funding to help displaced workers train for new jobs. The president told a crowd in Warren that some jobs lost in the auto industry and elsewhere are casualties of a changing economy and may never come back. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.